Well, Coach, just no way other than saying just a tough loss tonight. Obviously, just not the way that you want the season to end, but overall, just the way you guys were able to battle, the way you guys overcame so much adversity today, and just the way you guys had just such a good season. Obviously, it's hard to think about now, but just an overall season to be proud of.
Yeah, for sure. In time, I mean, you know, the part that sucks the worst is just not getting to go to practice on Monday. You know, that's like I told the guys, it's been fun. It's been a blast being with them every day and getting to go to practice and just coach them. And that's the part that hurts the worst. You know, obviously, we got beat on football thanks today. We turned the ball over. We made penalties. You know, there was too many of both, you know, to win that football game. Pain is too good if you make that many mistakes and you put the ball on the ground and you have that many penalties, it's going to bite you. You know, and it was just, we couldn't make enough plays to overcome it. I thought we were going to have a shot there, and we got the ball back on the interception, and just wasn't meant to be today.
Yeah, you talked about it there. I mean, despite the offense the way it was in the second and third quarters, I mean, you guys still had a chance to come back and win it. You had the ball twice with 5 minutes left, but just couldn't get enough momentum plays together.
Yeah, I mean, there at the end, we didn't have much of a chance, but, you know, the drive before obviously was the big one, and you know, it's kind of a hard thing with 5 minutes. You know, I know the clock's ticking, and, you know, we're moving the ball, and it's like, I'm not sure how fast you want to go on the ball, and, you know, it's one of those things where if you score too fast, you give them too much time and to come back and beat you, and I think in hindsight, I should have probably went a little faster pace and tried to move a little faster. You know, and we'll look at that in the off season and try to analyze it. But like I said, I mean, we made a lot of plays, just come up a little bit too short with some of the things we did to our detriment, you know, and it's disappointing. Obviously, it's a football game, but it's disappointing to lose.
Obviously, I thought the first two drives of the game were really nice. You guys did a good job of keeping them off balance, keeping them on their toes, and be able to punch it in at the goal line twice with Q and J. But after that, it just seemed like they were prepared for those outside runs, and they were doing their best to try to contain Q.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I feel like a lot of that was on us, mistakes that we were making, you know. And, you know, I think when we were staying on schedule, you know, we had a – you know, I had one situation where, you know, we pulled the ball on first down and weren't able to complete the pass, and, you know, that was there. And, you know, I just feel like when we were running the offense, we were executing, we were marching it down the field, and a couple times we put it on the ground, and they did make some good plays. I mean, 16's a difference maker. He's out there playing with one hand, and he's still making tons of plays. And, unfortunately, he's a junior, and, I mean, he's pretty good. So, but, yeah, he changes the game, and they got some other kids out there that do a good job too. So, you know, congrats to them, and good luck the rest of the way to them. And we'll go back and figure out one of these years we're going to break through. So it's going to be our year, and we just got to go back to work and just believe in the process and keep focused on things we can control. And like I said, I feel like we're going to break through here soon.
Of course, too, with the group that you got coming back, Quentin and Andrew are just sophomores. Connor's going to be a junior or a senior coming into next year. You got quite a few guys who've had to wait their turn, and it's going to be a group that has really a ton of potential to be just as explosive, if not more explosive, than this year's team was.
Yeah, you just never know. But, yeah, there's a lot of good players coming back. I mean, right now you're kind of focused on the guys you're losing and what they've meant to your program. You know, a lot of four-year players and, you know, a lot of guys that just played a role to try to help us win, and we're a big part of the program and making it happen. And it's one of those things where I feel like we're going to have guys step up big to replace their losses. You know, when you're talking about two-way starters like Caden Tidwell and Jaden Rosetto, another two-way starter, Jacob Johnson, another two-way starter, you know, and just Wade Brandon becoming a defensive starter and an offensive player, and Ian was a two-way starter most of the year, and you know, so we didn't have a ton of those seniors, but they sure made a difference, and they're going to be hard to replace. We're going to have guys step up, and hopefully when you got a program built, that's what happens. And like you said, we bring back some key parts, and we got a lot of good experience this year, and we're just going to have to sit down in the offseason and figure out what it's going to take to break through.
Like you talked about there, I mean, obviously the toughest part about losing this final game is having to say goodbye to the seniors. And these eight seniors, like you said, so many of them have contributed so much. Jacob Johnson and Jay Keck, and I'll even throw Caden and Jade and Rosetto in there. They rarely came off the field. Ian White had some big plays the entire season. Isaac Sagan was a really key field goal kicker for you guys. Just so many different guys that are going to have some really big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and even Gabe Torres, he played there at the end of the season and made some plays for us on the defensive line. You know, just proud of that group. Like I said, it wasn't a huge group. You know, we lost several kids out of that class along the way, and the ones that stayed through it and followed the process of the program, I think, became really good football players. And that's what we need. We just need guys that buy into the program and buy into what we're trying to do and believe in the process and believe in the coaches. And like I said, we're going to break through soon.